Allah dan keobaihan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi ala sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, in this part of the khutbah, I'm going to attempt, by the permission of Allah, to make it clear why it is necessary, why it is important, why it is good and rewarding for Muslim girl and woman to wear a khimar. I call your attention to the 33rd chapter of the Quran and the 59th verse which I read before. I repeat.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhan nabi.
O Messenger,
قل لأزواجك. Say to your wife, وبناتك, and your daughters, ونساء المؤمنين, and the believers women, يدنون عليهن من جلابيبهن.
Say to الجلبة. Jilbab, 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 out of garment. You don't see that much here in this country, even among Muslim women. You see, sisters, a jilbab is that which covers the dress. Our sisters, alhamdulillah, they cover themselves, they wear khimar.
But then they go out in the street and sometimes you may be able to see some form of something like that. But a jilbab covers that. Tell these women, tell them, Muhammad, to put the jilbab on when they go out. Yeah. Zali to the adna, that's more suitable. And you ask them that they be recognized. Why do you want the women to be recognized? I thought the Muslim women are supposed to be
anything else Islamic so that they can be recognized.
What do you mean recognized? Our least sisters, Islamic dress is nothing but a symbol. It's true. The symbol's not the real thing, it's a sign of the real thing. A person can wear a symbol and be a hypocrite. A Muslim woman could cover with a long dress, flowing dress. She can cover her face, she can cover everything, everything not be seen. And yet she can be a hypocrite, she can be one of the least, most loose women in the world. Why? Because dress is a symbol, is not the real thing, but yet it is still a symbol, and it means something. Why do we know? And you recognize. So that they can be recognized. Recognized as what? I am a Muslim. Do you see me with a khimar? My khimar is a badge. It's a badge. My jilbab is a badge. My long dress is a badge. Everything that I wear, Islamically, is a badge, is a symbol of what I represent, what I want to be. Why do you want to have this badge? Why do you want to have this symbol?
Fala yu'zayna. So that you don't be molested.
You know, brothers and sisters, do you know that in this country, Over 165,000 American women are raped every year. one out of 600 women are raped every year. And the law enforcement people say that for every rape that takes place, there's another 1,200 that's not reported, rape and attempted rape. I say this to you, brothers and sisters. Even if a woman naked went down the street of Buster Stuyvesant at midnight, she has a right not to be raped. Even if she was naked. But in most places, if a woman is dressed in a seductive, alluring, enticing manner, it is a signal for men. It's like a green light to them in their sick minds. It's a signal. I am available. How you dress, you signal to the people what you are, because the symbol is a representation of what you are on the inside. If a lady of the night, a hooker, a prostitute, if she wants to get your attention, she takes off her clothes. Because being half naked is a sign and a symbol to you. She's saying to you, I am available. I'm giving you a green light. Come on. That's what she's saying. But a Muslim sister, when she wear a khimar, when she wear jilbab, when she wear a long dress, she's saying, red light, stop sign, don't come near me. I'm not like everybody else. I'm different. Don't approach me like that. The way you approach other women, I'm not like that. Don't you see this, Kimar? I can be recognized. I'm different, man. Don't you look at me. Don't you give me no pat calls. Don't you talk to me like that. Don't you hit on me. I'm a Muslim woman, and this is my badge of distinction. And my difference is my distinction. I'm different. This is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his wisdom, خَالِصُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The opposite. The opposite to disbelief. Oh, but Imam Siraj, we're not among the mushriks here, we're among Ahlul Kitab. The people of the book. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَلَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَالِصُوا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. The opposite to people of the book. One, because the people of this society, they represent one thing, they represent Ms. Biden, and therefore everything they do represent is representative in their, in the lifestyles that they live, the values that they live, that they don't have. So, they took off their clothes. And really, to tell you the truth, sometimes you see women down the street and you don't know the difference between a prostitute and a regular woman. They are just the same. Sister, you ought to be honored to be in the uniform of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great honor to wear the clothing that Allah decrees for you to wear. No, sister, you don't have to be ashamed to wear khimar. You ought to be honored because that khimar is your badge. Your symbol. Brother, tell your wife to know the game and guard your modesty. I warn as I sit down, that is not merely good enough to simply tell our wives to put on the external clothing and then check the internal. The reason that you wear these clothing on the outside is to give a signal on the outside. You wear these clothing for two reasons. One, to let the people know. And two, to let yourself know. To remind yourself. So when a woman goes out and she wears a khimar and she wears jilbab, and she wears long dress. It is a reminder to herself, a Muslim.
I'm in uniform.
Let me wear my uniform in respect. The army, the navy, the marines, they wear uniforms. The police, they wear uniforms. And there are some things they would never do in their uniform. They're proud of the uniform.
But there should be no one more proud than their uniform than the Muslim woman.
Brothers, believe me, we don't know what it's like to be a woman and have to wear khimar. We don't. Because many of us, there is no sign at all from the outside that we're Muslim. And so therefore we get an environment where people don't know we're Muslim. And some of us like it like that. Some of us like to be incognito. So nobody don't know what I'm really like. Because you know what? Everybody basically in the society know what a Muslim's supposed to be. A non-Muslim will come up to you during the month of Ramadan and say, brother, why are you eating? Isn't it Ramadan? Some brothers have experience. Women, man, they're still coming up to you. They say, brother, why are you talking to that woman like that? You're not supposed to, but you're Muslim. Why are you doing that, brother?
I was on a plane sitting by myself just yesterday, writing notes in my book, and I was writing Arabic.
And the student came by and said, you writing Arabic? I said, yes. Yeah. Who is this? This is Rashid. You don't know who you're talking to. A woman married to a Muslim. You don't know who you're talking to. A woman in the street. You hit on her one day, next day she comes to the masjid, become Muslim. So, oh, I didn't know you were Muslim. Because you left the uniform home. You didn't put anything on to let people know. You see, brothers and sisters, the real uniform is your action. That's the real uniform. But you hide behind it. You don't want people to know. You want to be sleeping around and under the cover. You like that. So you can do what you want to do. Live in the dunya and put one foot in the masjid. No. Guys of honor, I'm honored to wear this. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. I'll go to the White House with this on. I'll talk to the president with this on. It doesn't make me a difference. Because I don't want to be like these people. I don't want to wear their clothing. I want to wear the clothing of righteousness. Wali dafi taqwa dhalika khayr. And the dress of righteousness, that is the best. That's what Allah says. Yes. The clothes of righteousness. Be different from them. I say to you, my sisters, put back on the khimar. When I say put it back on, I mean don't only leave the house with it. So when you get to school, stop taking it off. Put it back on. If you go to gym class, keep it on. If you go to schoolyard, keep it on. If you go to auditorium, keep it on. If you go to the cafeteria, talking to your friends, keep it on. It's a reminder to them and a reminder to yourself. I say, brothers and sisters, let's put on our badges for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, the real uniform is your action. Let them say about you. You know something? I may not want to be a Muslim. I may not want to dress like Brother Muhammad. But one thing, I respect him. He's a true Muslim. And the worst thing they can say about you or I is that you're a hypocrite. And you know, Allah has opened the eyes of these people. They at least know what a Muslim is supposed to be. Many of them are too weak to be a Muslim, but at least they know what a Muslim is supposed to be. And brothers and sisters, I say to you, let no disbeliever ever use you as an excuse not to become Muslim. I will become a Muslim if not for that person who gave me such a bad view of what Muslims are all about.
And if Islam means what this brother practices, I don't want to be Muslim.
And if this Muslim sister, who will have long clothes, if she's nasty, if all the Muslim women are nasty like that woman, I don't want nothing to do with that Islam. Never let people use you as an excuse not to come to Islam. Never.
But you're the best picture. Why? Because you are the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put on your badge and be a good Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Regard us. Oh Allah, we ask you for your forgiveness. We are in desperate need of your forgiveness and your mercy. Please have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, will your servants here want the precious gift that you have for us of paradise? Please bless us with paradise. Oh Allah, please, we believe in the hellfire. Please keep us away from the hellfire. Save us from it. Oh Allah, make your Muslim servants love this deen. Make them to love Al-Quran. Make them to love the sunnah and the traditions of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, guide us with your light from the Quran. Guide us from Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, we believe in your punishment in the grave. Save us from the punishment of the grave. Allah, we believe in your punishment of the hellfire. Please, save us from the hellfire. Oh Allah, bless the Muslims everywhere. Unite together, brothers and sisters, as you have demanded from your Quran. Help us and guide us in Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala azwaji Muhammad wa ala dhurriyyati Muhammad wa sallim taslima kathira. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أطعنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واغفر عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الحمد لله رب العالمين
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا